Later tonight, President Obama delivers his last State of the Union address, and Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who represents Massachusetts' 5th District, that includes parts of Cambridge, Southborough, Woburn, and Waltham, will be in the audience.
Clark is also focusing on her own legislative agenda. She's working on bills that would crack down on online harassment, as well as legislation that would combat swatting, a bogus emergency call meant to provoke a heavy police response.
She joins us now as part of our ongoing series of conversations with members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. Representative Clark, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So, Representative Clark, you were elected in 2013, so this is your third State of the Union address that you'll have been to. Set the scene for us a little bit. What's it like to go to the Capitol for the State of the Union?
It is one of the most exciting events to be a part of as a member of Congress. It is something that I grew up watching and watched as an adult, and to be in that room and to hear the president set forth his vision for our country and where we are, and to be there with the senators and guests and, you know, the Supreme Court members, it's really an awe-inspiring occasion.
And so you get a ticket to bring a guest to the State of the Union. You chose Nazda Alam, who is a Muslim American community activist. Why'd you choose her?
You know, I have been somewhat heartbroken and at times angry over the rhetoric that we are hearing from Republican candidates running for government, for president of the United States, who are trying to divide our country, play on people's fears, and say that we are not one American family. And Nazda, to me, represents an American woman who really is the ideals of the American dream. She immigrated here from Bangladesh. She has made a life, and she is a mom of two children, and she is very active in working on the issues for American families, whether that's wage equality for women. She is an advocate for health care for everyone. She is very committed to doing everything she can do to reduce gun violence in our communities. And I really thought that her voice and her presence was one that we needed.
What are you hoping and what are you expecting to hear from the president tonight?
Well, I'm hoping that he will set forth an agenda and talk about the things that Nazda represents and that are so important to American families. As I go around my district, hear from families across our country as well, people are concerned. You know, how do working families pay for child care so that they can go to work but know their children are getting a great start at their education? And on the other end of the spectrum, how do they afford student debt and make sure that their, you know, their children can go to college and come out able to move on with their lives because they're not saddled with such huge cost from going to have that higher education provided to them? They are concerned about national security. They're concerned about pay equality. They're concerned about health care and how they care for not only their children, but for aging parents. I know for me in my life and for so many of our neighbors, Alzheimer's is taking a real toll on our resources and our emotions and caring for our elderly. And these are the issues that I hope the president is going to address tonight.
Give us one or two things. You know, we're in the thick of the primary season. It's the president's final year in office. I think there are questions about how much he can realistically achieve in this last year. What are one or two things that you think he can realistically get through the legislature?
You know, I think that he is very focused on criminal justice reform and making sure that we take advantage of the bipartisan support that it has to make sure that we are addressing our incredibly high rates of incarceration. And as we have seen the opiate epidemic play out in such a deadly way in Massachusetts, across New England, and really across the country, I think that the president has struck on this issue and is one that he can help us get to real solutions on in his last year in office.
So let's talk about your own legislative agenda. And we mentioned before swatting. For people who aren't familiar with swatting, what is it? And tell us a little about the bill you introduced to crack down on it.
Yes, fortunately, it is a term that most people are not familiar with. But what it is are people using the emergency response system to prey on victims. And so they will call in a false emergency in an effort to get the SWAT team to respond. So not only is this extremely dangerous for the victims of their crimes, but it's also expensive and dangerous for law enforcement and for taxpayers. These responses can range from $10,000 up to $100,000 for each single response. And we have had quite a few in our district, and we are seeing them rise across the country.
I was going to ask, how big of a problem is it? I mean, is it something that's happening once a week, once a month, and who's it happening to?
It happens to various people. Sometimes we never really know why the victim was chosen. It is easy to have these hoaxes placed from across the country. Sometimes they've even been traced back to international calls that are made. So it often comes out of online harassment, but it is not always easy to know. But they are definitely a weekly occurrence. We are just starting to collect good data on it. But we've seen some real flashpoints in Massachusetts, and my community that I represent, of Framingham, has been one of those that has really been plagued by these swatting calls and hoaxes.
And it sounds like it's something that's hard to prevent, but the idea of the bill is that you would institute some penalties for people that called in these false reports.
That's right. And why it needs a federal response is because they do tend to come from outside of Massachusetts, from other states, sometimes across national borders. And so we need to have the ability for prosecutors to be able to specifically charge this crime under federal law. And sometimes it falls under, you know, a false bomb threat or a making a terrorist threat. But it really deserves its own particular crime and label because it is such a specific but growing crime that is occurring, and it's very hard to place it under our existing criminal statutes. Mm-hmm.
That's Representative Catherine Clark, who represents Massachusetts' 5th District. And as a note, WBUR will be carrying the State of the Union address live tonight at 9 p.m. Representative Clark, thanks so much for being here, and enjoy the State of the Union tonight.
Thank you so much. I sure will.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kersner. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.